Hi, and welcome to Parent Talk hashtag with Bev. Happy New Year! It's January 2022. Woo! Oh, so for those of you who aren't used to me yet, I'm a Black British mum of West Indian descent. I've got two children. Well, they're two adults really now. They're 18 and 20. And we have a cat called Bella the Great. And sometimes she makes guest appearance on my podcast. I'm not an expert, I keep saying it, but I'm just sharing experiences, thoughts and opinions in the hope that it helps someone somewhere. Remember, the hashtag means that we talk about anything. So today, I am just going to quickly talk about being stuck. And I have a huge apology to one of my interviewees that I have been absent from the podcast for a number of months or weeks because I have been sad. And here's Bella. And the reason I've been sad has been because I have experienced a few negative news, really. And the last podcast that I did was that I published was in October with Dr. Janet Goodall from Swansea University. She is an expert in parent engagement for parents who are trying to engage in their children's learning. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to that podcast, I advise you to do so. Normally I script what I'm saying, but I found that I've been procrastinating and not doing anything about my podcasts, and I just thought I'd get on here very quickly and update you all. So yes, I have been sad and I have felt stuck. I did do an Instagram post, but I didn't publish it because, you know, with all this social media going on, and also because we've been trapped for the last 2 years, really, a lot of us have had to either work from home, be in isolation because we've been sick with the COVID virus. And so therefore, you know, a lot of us have felt stuck. And some of us, even though we felt stuck, our children are still in the education system and we're still trying to navigate our way in supporting them and their mental well-being as well. So for me, I didn't post that Instagram message video because sometimes, you know, not everything is for human consumption. You know, we're so used to, as I say, being locked in that, you know, we listen to podcasts, which is great for people like myself. And you know, because we've been stuck in, we've got used to being on social media and getting all our news and our entertainment and our gossip and so forth from podcasts and also from, you know, social media and television. And we're sort of desensitized, you know, by having lots of things out there that we can look at and we can delve in. But some things are not for human consumption. And so I haven't posted that, but I will say that I have been sad, and there's nothing wrong in being sad. I needed to be for the period of time that I was, and it's day by day. And I know that there are many parents out there who, and even people who aren't parents, you know, who have felt the same. You know, friends of mine have been diagnosed with cancer and been having treatment. And now I've been able to have news that the treatment that they've been having has been successful. My friend recently just rang her bell, which means that the first two courses of chemo have resulted in something positive happening for her. And I'm really glad. And another friend has had surgery and 95% of the issue has been dealt with. So I'm really happy about that. I'm now hearing of friends who are pregnant with their first children, their first child, all due in the next few months. So new life. I've also been receiving news of people who have become grandparents, which is fantastic. And it shows that sometimes when you feel stuck and you think that, or when I have felt stuck and I felt like things are not moving, that things have continued to move and life goes on. Just because I'm stuck doesn't necessarily mean that everybody else is and that life doesn't go on. You know, people have got married. My friend, my work colleague has just come back from Trinidad and Tobago where they recently tied the knot. So there is new love, new life, new laughter all around. And I think towards the end of 2021, a lot of us would have felt that what would 2022 bring? And I'm really glad that I'm still alive to see it and I'm still here. You know, I know that while I was stuck, I was just trying my best to stick in the same old rhythm so that my children or my, you know, my children, that my children would be able to be have access to me. So even though I was taking time out and working and doing things that were trying to give me joy still, I was present for my kids, my children. And I think that that was really important. And I also recovered from COVID as well. In that, you know, that experience of being isolated in a house with other people is weird. You know, and I thank God that, you know, I was not as sick as I know some people have been. And that, you know, being responsible, that, you know, you take time to heal, regardless of what your thoughts are. So, oops, hang on. I have got a call coming in. One moment, please. Sorry about that. This is live recording. And so, you know, just a group of us are planning to go to the theatre. We're going to go to the Old Vic and see a play called A Number. It's about a parent who basically thinks it's not too late to engage with their child. I don't know anything else than that, but I'm going to find out. This is one of the new things that I want to do for 2022. It's to try new things, and especially when, you know, they're a reasonable price. Anyway, that was that. But I was just sort of saying that, you know, being stuck doesn't necessarily mean that things don't go on. And it's how my mindset needed to change around being sad. I think part of the other reason why I was sad was because I'd lost two people who were, one was a family member, my cousin, and the other was my friend's mother, who at some point had taken me in as one of her own. You know, I won't go into details around that, but to say that those things are impactful on us, and trying to stay positive when you're feeling sad or when you're feeling stuck is a battle, and it is around trying to keep your mental well-being and doing things that would help me. You know, I did my aqua classes, I played badminton still, but I was melancholy. And I think sometimes you just have to admit that that's the way you feel, and you will get through it. And I have got through it. And things, little things help. Now, as I say, I have to apologize to a young man who did an interview with me ages ago. And I, you know, I've not even touched the platform to be able to upload it. So my promise is that I will do that in the next coming week. I've got new life as well because I've got a new job. It's only 2 days a week, but it's an area that I'm passionate about, which is around parent power and parenting and helping to empower parents in their lives with what they're coping with and what things they want to change. So I'm busy being part of that new organisation, which is Citizens UK in South London, and that's given me more momentous moving forward of hope and growth, and to be able to share. So, you know, as I say, you know, we're stuck. Sometimes we're stuck, sometimes we're sad. But the reality is that day by day, you know, things change. And being honest with how you feel and choosing to be, not choosing people around you that's going to feed you during this time. And, you know, I'm not a vulture, but, you know, sometimes when you're used to giving, it's hard to receive. And I think that, you know, if there are people who want to give love to you and show you that by bringing food to your house when you're in isolation, or, you know, taking you out for something to eat, or taking you to the theatre, or just calling you up and nattering with you on the phone, sharing positive messages with you through social media. All these things help us, you know, to come out of feeling stuck and feeling sad. And especially during this time in the UK where the government seems to be, one rule for them, one rule for us, which has always been the case. You know, but when you're in, when you've been told that you're in a crisis and you're looking for clear leadership, and the clear leadership is not clear, and things are changing from day to day, it sometimes disturbs my equilibrium. So I've had to cancel out watching the news and television sometimes, and I've spoken about it ages ago, you know, and it's not just during this last 2 years, but it is about choosing what comes to you, what comes at you, you know, having a negativity diet and only trying to connect with things that keep you positive. You know, I have worked for the last year as part of a mental wellbeing task force in South London. And now we're about to put the action plan into practice. And the biggest thing for me is that local people can have access to support, but not only that, that local people can be trained to be advocates and also support for their own circle within their community. And so if the work that I'm going to be doing helps to provide that and helps to encourage that, then I feel like I'm in the right place in the right time. So it's a new year. It's a new year for connecting. And I thank God that he has kept me safe. Whatever your religious persuasions, we all need something to keep us anchored or make us feel like we're anchored, especially when we're in a storm. And for me, that's God. So my faith, even though I have questioned it during this last year, but my faith has still kept me strong and given me hope. But I'm praying for the new year that, you know, I do more connecting with myself, with my family, with my friends, and most of all with my community. I think it's important that we check in with each other, because appearances don't mean a thing. And so, Happy New Year, and let's see what 2022 has in store for all of us. So thank you for listening. You take care of yourselves, your families, and look for the blessings and the positives in your life. And if it means creating a grateful journal, I'm grateful today that I got up and that I'm able to do this podcast, and I've been able to do some paperwork, and now I've got to go, and I want you to have a fantastic week. Until the next time, I'm out.